Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon. Well, or evening, I guess. This is George Gamond, and welcome to the show. It's Hump Day, Wednesday afternoon or evening, and hopefully everybody's having a beautiful day. Every once in a while, I get callers from Hawaii, but it still would be afternoon, just barely in Hawaii. I think there's a two-hour difference between our area and Hawaii. Maybe, I don't know, do they aren't daylight savings time? Are they not on daylight savings time? I don't know. I don't think they are. Whatever. Okay, that's not important, is it? Yeah, it's like ramblings of George again. Here we go again, another rambling day. No. We'll get to the point. We'll get to what I've been thinking about. And I have some articles. And, of course, I want to take your calls. So I don't see anybody in the queue as of this moment. So please line up. Please let me talk to you. Let me have your ancestors talk to you, or some famous person, somebody that might have advice for you, or if you want to address a past life. Now, doing a lot of psychic readings over the years and relying on spirit guides or angels or whatever it might be for answers is cool. Very good thing. Excellent thing. But I kind of like to give you answers from somebody from your lineage. A friend who had passed, a mother who had passed, a father, a grandfather, all of the above, right? Because it means more for you, to you, because you knew this person, and hopefully you respected this person, and they know you, because their energy is around you all the time. See, we go through life, and we think, oh, I'm alone, or I got my family here, you know, my friends. But we don't think in terms of there's this other family that's paying attention to us a lot. That we have family members in the non-physical world that are going, why did you do that today? Well, with love, always with love. And we'll talk about love a little bit more, because that's one of my big themes lately has been love, unconditional love. Love that's based on kindness, forgiveness, compassion, generosity of spirit, joy, appreciation. That's when I use the word love, I mean all those things, or all those positive energies. Okay, so let's get back to what I was talking about, and then we'll get to the next section, and then I'll take some calls or people in the chat room that have questions. So what I was saying was, I know I'm rambling a little bit, but that's okay. I do have a direction. I do have a sense of purpose here. I do have a direction in mind. I am going somewhere. You ever listen to the radio and somebody starts off on a tangent, and then they go off on another tangent, and they finally get back to the point that they were making? That's kind of what I'm doing here. So I don't mean to frustrate you. So doing readings and getting advice and getting answers from you, to you. Now, there are spirit guides and source energy and God and the universe and Akashic records and all that fun stuff. But I think it's really valuable to you to hear from your mother who had passed or your grandmother who had passed and what they might have advice for you on a particular subject, because you're looking for predictions. And they can see into your future. They know where you're going. They tap into what you're manifesting. They know what you're manifesting. And they're like, when are you going to get there? When are you going to do it so you can get there? When are you going to align yourself to with what you want to when you're going to get there? When are you going to drop all this stuff? And so that's the other point I was making about, I talked about walls and bridges. When we put up negative thoughts and negative emotions and negative or false beliefs about what we want, we create a wall to what we want. So what breaks down that wall? Well, what opens the door is love. What opens the door to what we want? Because love, appreciation, generosity, kindness, compassion, forgiveness, using all of those qualities will raise our vibration up so we can start matching, so we can get to that bridge to what we want. Because we need to align ourselves with what we want. And we're in a negative state, a negative place, a doubtful place. Doubt is one of the biggest words that holds us back from getting anything in our life. I doubt if I deserve that. I've never had anything in my life, so why should I get that? So doubt is the big one. So how do you get past that? Well, it's through appreciation. It's through love. It's through compassion. Through its kindness. It's through generosity. It's through joy. It's through having fun. It's all that good stuff. It's putting aside the problem and staying out of the problem and get into solution mode. Okay, so what is solution mode? You know, I am kind of rambling a little bit, but there's a purpose here. So what is solution mode? Solution mode is in that state of unconditional love, a feeling of, okay, now we're going to go to the next part because it's kind of related to that. And I want to take your calls. So if you have questions about whatever it is in your life, if you want to hear some messages about, am I going to get a job? But it's really about how more than when, because I always believe that there's a job out there for everybody. There is a job. There is a love. Believe it or not, there is a love. Yes. Never mind. We won't go there. We'll leave that one alone. Okay, so let me get into the next part, and I'm waiting for your call. So if I seem to kind of wandering off in a whole different directions, it's because you're not calling or you're not in the chat room asking questions. So that's where I want to put my attention, is on you, and the material just kind of fills in the spaces between you and you and you. And you. Okay, so let me give you a quote. This is from the Abraham material, and this has kind of set me off on a direction today. So I thought I would delve into a word that's used in this quote. It's from 2001, August 13, from North Los Angeles. So it was probably Universal City. That's where they do a lot of their workshops, or did a lot of their workshops in Los Angeles area, because I've been to a couple. Okay, people will say, well, I have to work on my goals. Or I have to work on my visualization. And we want you to think more about holding the vision, because it is a pleasurable. It is pleasurable to hold the vision, not because you're trying to make the vision work in order to get some place that you're not now standing. There's some more to the quote, but let's go back over that, because that's a really important point. It's that wall and bridge thing again. Abraham is saying, we want you to think about holding the vision because it is pleasurable. It's love. It feels good. It's a good positive energy. It just feels good. Your heart's in alignment with it. You're raising your vibration to hold the vision, not because you're trying to make the vision work. See, you can't make a vision work. You can hold a vision, you can visualize it, you can feel good about it. Okay, so how should I work? We say, work in the sense of joyously moving forward. Joyously moving forward, which means be in a good place. Be in that state of unconditional love. Be generous with other people. Be kind to other people. Smile a lot. Laugh a lot. Do all those wonderful things. Get out of the problem mode. Oh, I'm going to worry about it. I'm always worrying about my boyfriend that hasn't come in yet. Or I'm always worrying about this job, but I can't seem to stop worrying about the job. Okay. Then the point being here is, don't worry. We would say work in the sense of joyously moving forward. Joyously moving. Joy is one of those love words. It always comes back to love, unconditional love. It always comes back to putting our place and feeling in our heart this warm, fuzzy feeling. So I've been posting a lot of things on Facebook and some other places about love, little posters and stuff that talk about love and sending love and offering love, little droplets of love for you today. And that feels good for me to do that. It feels like if I'm offering love into people I don't know, but it's about offering those little droplets of love, sprinkling love on people today. Because why? I want to feel good. And I want you to feel good. And if I feel good and you feel good, all of us are in a really good place, and we're creating in our lives what we want. So the word is vision. So I went to Goodreads, and there's a quote section in Goodreads. Goodreads.com. It's one word, Goodreads. GOODREADS.com. And I go to the / Is that forward slash? That's forward slash. Forward slash quotes. Okay, so and I went to typed in vision. So let me give you some words and thoughts about vision and from different authors. And I went through these and I found some of them I thought were rather interesting about vision. And it relates to what we've been talking about, having vision of the future. The most pathetic person in the world is one who has sight but no vision. Ooh, Helen Keller said that. Now, let me read that again. The most pathetic person in the world has sight but no vision. What do you think about that? They have no future. They have no goals. Okay. So you have to have vision for the future. Okay, so let me do a couple more. We'll go through a few of these, and I'll check back and see if you're I have some articles, too, that I wanted to cover just in case you're out there missing me and not wanting to be with me today. So where is everybody? I'm online. I think you can hear me. I think you can hear me. Can you hear me now? Okay, so let me do this. Let me go to the next one. Okay, when I dare to be powerful, to use my strength in the service of my vision, then it comes less and less important whether I am afraid. Now, Audre Lorde wrote that, L-O-R-D-E, wrote that. When I dare to be powerful, to use my strength in the service of my vision, you could say dreams or goals or whatever, right? But then it comes less and less important whether I am afraid. So fear goes away. It just kind of drifts away because you're hanging on to your vision. You're feeling good. You're moving forward in your life. Vision becomes like the cool thing. I'm hanging on to that, right? Okay, remember Bruce Lee? Okay, I think I remember Bruce Lee. I think you might remember Bruce Lee. A goal is not always meant to be reached. It often serves simply as something to aim at. Now, if you have vision, like Bruce Lee just said, if you have vision, if you see something and you're working towards it and it feels good and it's you're doing something you're passionate about, it's the journey, not the destination. You may not reach it, but if you're having a great experience doing it and you're feeling good, the frustration, okay, let me give you an example. This is popping in, like sports, right? A team could prepare to play a game, or an individual could prepare to play a game, and loves to practice, loves to get out there, loves to hit the tennis balls. I don't know why I get tennis here. And he may lose the match, but you might have a really great experience in doing it. You visualize it, it feels good, and let's say you lose by a couple points, but you've put yourself into it, you've had a lot of fun doing it, it's been a challenge. So as Bruce Lee would say, a goal is not always meant to be reached. You don't always win every game, right? You can't. It's impossible. Well, there are very few athletes that win everything, right? But, as he said, a goal is not always meant to be reached. It often serves simply as something to aim at, something to be passionate about, something to do, something that you enjoy. Like even sales, if you could sell one out of whatever, you're a successful salesperson, but it was the passion of getting into it. It's the game, enjoying it, having fun, developing the clients, finding out the goals of a client and the needs of a client. I'm using that example, or a business, or whatever it is. It's the process. Having joy and fun and love of the process is better than I won. Now, you might say, that's crazy, I'd rather win, but think about the process for a while. Think about how great it is to be in the process and doing it really well, and whether you win or lose, because you're going to win eventually. You're not going to lose every time because you're good at what you do, right? I love this. Pablo Picasso once said, I love this quote. This is a really cool quote. If I paint a wild horse, you might not see the horse, but surely you see the wildness. So he had vision of presenting the emotion, the wildness, the freeness. And I believe great art is all about that. Great art is about evoking emotion in somebody, a feeling. Now, hopefully it's a good emotion and it's not necessarily a bad emotion, right? It's hopefully a very positive emotion, but that's what art's all about. Or whatever you do, what kind of emotion are you creating in someone else? What are you putting forth in someone else? Okay, looking for these other quotes that I read. It's a couple of them were long and extensive, and I really didn't want to go there. I wanted to keep them short. And some of the authors, I'm kind of like, eh, I don't really like you very much, but you're a good person in some way. You must be. Okay, I love this. Mark Gorman. I don't know Mark. Okay. And he could be a minister, for all I know. For all I know about Mark, not all dreamers are winners. And that's kind of what I've been saying, right? But winners are dreamers. You dream, your dream is the key to your future. The Bible says that without a vision, dream, people perish. You need a dream if you're going to succeed in anything you do. So we're back to that word vision. We're back to that word dream. There's nothing wrong with dreaming or daydreaming or visualizing or this is my goal. You know, as a child, I used to daydream a lot. And, you know, and probably around the silliest stuff, but who knows, right? Riding the big wave. Who knows what it was? But it's the dream. It's the vision. That creating that energy. And through your vision, you're putting it out to the universe. You're saying, this is my vision. This is what I want to create. This is, I'm showing you, I'm standing at the end of the bridge and I'm showing you my vision. This is all positive stuff. I'm showing you my vision. Bring it to me. I don't have to go chase it. You'll bring it to me. I don't have to go chase my vision, my desires, my things. You'll bring it to me. I'm just going to continue to feel good and send it out there. Now, if you're feeling bad or you're doubting it, then you put the wall up. And the wall is blocking you from sending it to the universe or for the universe to bring it to you. Okay, so moving right along. Deepak Chopra said this, the most boundless your vision, the more real you are. I love that. The more boundless your vision, the more real you are. Because you're living a passionate life. You're living way out there. You're kind of living on the edge. Okay? You're living your dreams. Okay, was there anything else? Oh, okay. Live your vision and demand your success. Live your vision and demand your success. Steve Maraboli, life, the truth, and being free. I love that. What a great quote that is, okay? Okay, so let me go back and check with you guys and see if there's anybody out there yet. No, what's going on today? Am I not on air? I hope I am. I always have to check every once in a while to see if people are actually hearing me. Or maybe it's just a really quiet Wednesday, right? Okay, so let's go back to, we got the Abraham quote done. Okay, let's go back and let's go in a whole different direction for a moment. And we'll talk about, I'll go to Louise Hay. And they have a great quote from Louise Hay. And it was a very comforting quote. And so I thought maybe I would give you Louise's quote for the day. I get emails from, you know, updates from Louise and the Hay House all the time. Okay, so let me get to her. It's about balance, about being balanced. And that goes kind of a little bit back to what we've been talking about, of being on the bridge. If you're out of balance and you're in a negative place, you've got a wall up. Okay. In this world ruled by technology, we find, this is Louise Hay, or from Louise Hay, Hay House. I don't know if she's the specific author of this, but I'm sure she is. In this world ruled by technology, we find ourselves out of balance in times. We lose track of our daily routines when things change. People are constantly coming and going, and your duties become a priority over your well-being. Isn't that true, though? People, you know, you get so busy in life that you get out of balance. Your well-being. It happened to me last weekend where I had to stop and say, I need to do something spiritual for myself. Okay, let me continue on. I would like to take this time to rebalance ourselves together. If you're struggling with balancing your life in the past, we can come together now, crafting a life that will nurture, nourish, and support you. Somewhere in all the stress, noise, and to-do list, there is still space for you. There is always time to nourish your body with good food, exercise, and play, and still make it through your whole day and fulfill many obligations. My philosophies of life are very simple. What we give out, we get back. Every thought we think is creating our future. We create every so-called illness in our body, and we have the power to change our thoughts to begin to dissolve it. Above all, love yourself. Aha, and that's a cool principle, huh? Above all, love yourself. It makes you feel good. When we really love ourselves, everything in our life works. So again, it's when you're loving yourself and you're really this positive place and you're believing in yourself and you're sending love to yourself, you're at the edge of the bridge waiting for the good stuff to come to you. When you're not loving yourself, when you're all down on yourself and you're in this negative place and you're depressed and stuff, where are you? You're behind the wall. You're blocking. So through balance, we strengthen our immune system, keep our bodies happy and healthy, find time to love ourselves while satisfying the needs of the life that surrounds us without neglecting our own needs. It helps us to have a routine, but when that's just not possible, we can just set reminders to pause when we are free to do a 10 to 15 minute exercise, meditation, or do some mirror work. And I don't know if you know what mirror work is, but Louise Hay recommends that you get in front of a mirror and you look in the mirror and you have a little portable hand mirror and look at it and go, I love you. You're an amazing human being. I love you. Try that right now. Go find a mirror. I'll give you a second. Go find a mirror. Go stand in front of the mirror as you're listening to this. I'll give you a minute to find a mirror. Okay, well, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Okay, so now you're looking for a mirror, and you're standing in front of a mirror, and you go, I love you. You're an amazing human being. You're going today. The rest of your day is going to be incredible. You're going to manifest everything you want in your life. I love you. I love you more than I've ever loved you before, and I will love you more each day. Say something like that, okay? So do mirror work to remind ourselves that we love ourselves and just recite our favorite affirmations. Just take the time to do something that makes you, what's the word, makes you happy, both inside and out. Now, if you're saying these affirmations and if you're saying those things to the mirror and you're kind of going, yeah, right, sure, yeah, I love myself, but yeah, right, okay, then you need to work on yourself. You need to clear out those negative thoughts, those negative programming, that negative stuff that keeps you behind the wall. Okay? That's what my job is, to help you do that. That's my job. My job is, if you can't get behind from around the wall or through the wall, to get yourself in this beautiful spot where all those negative thoughts and negative ideas and negative beliefs and those programming from your childhood, if you can't let them go, then my job is to help you in meditation, getting to the subconscious mind and dealing with those, and inculcating, installing in you programs, thoughts, ideas, mantras, whatever the word you want to use there, to help you to get on the other side of the wall. Learn for yourself the best time to work and play, fit it into your life, and consider your loved ones being part of that. Prioritize yourself. Without your health and your well-being, you could not be able to accomplish the things you seek to accomplish throughout the day. Open yourself to love and inspiration. Ooh, isn't that good? Open yourself to love and inspiration. Write things down when they come to mind so that you don't forget them. I had a little mic that used to, a little handheld thing, the recorder that could do that. But you can record, you can write them down. You can use your smartphone. My iPhone has the thing where I can record little messages. I can, I got to write that down. But you can verbally say it and play it back and write it later, right? Write things down when they come to mind so that you don't forget them. Take the time to become organized. It will open your workspace, help thoughts to flow freely. Train the mind to believe that there is always time available to you. Just to say, there is never enough time of the day, is to make it so. Yeah, that's an interesting thought. Instead, affirm. And I'll give you some affirmations that she's saying here, but that's a really good point about workspace. If your life is cluttered with all kinds of stuff, your mind becomes cluttered with all kinds of stuff because you have all this stuff around you that's just getting in the way of living. If you have free space, open space, you're going to feel better about yourself. I believe that. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe you can live in a very cluttered environment and still be free and have that space, mental space, right? I love that point. If there's never enough time in the day, you're making it so. You've just preconditioned yourself to that, right? Oh, there is ample time and opportunity for creative expression in whatever area I choose. Now, this is the affirmation, so you might want to make a note of this. This is her affirmation. Let me go back over this again. There is ample time and opportunity for creative expression in whatever area I choose. Each moment of the day is special to me as I follow my higher instincts and listen to my heart. I am at peace with my world and affairs. Okay. I think I can post this on Facebook. I'll try to do that later. I can do this. And then you can read it later on Facebook. But I love going through this stuff, okay? Anyway, okay, 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 okay. More of her affirmations for you, a little bit more. Here they are. There is ample time and opportunity for creative expression in whatever area I choose. Okay, each moment of the day is special to me as I follow my higher instincts and listen to my heart. I know I said this before, but this is good stuff. I am at peace with my world and affairs. I am capable and organized. My efficiency is more than ample to get my job done. Let me go back over that. It's really cool stuff. I am capable and organized. My efficiency is more than ample to get my job done. Everything you need comes to you in perfect time, space, and sequence. Your purpose in life is to be happy. This can be best achieved by nurturing and nourishing the entire body. Body, mind, and spirit work together as a whole with good nutrition, positive thoughts, meditation, and prayer. We find ourselves closer to life. Or you could say you find yourself closer to God or the universe. And then there's this one more thing that she wanted us to go over. Yeah, obviously she wanted us to go over this, or she wouldn't have put it here, right? Okay, so I'm going to do this. This is kind of a Louise Hay day out, isn't it? But this is a great quote. I love this. She's so easy to read, too. I can read a lot of this cold and it flows. Some authors you read and you go, oh, that is so clumsy. Yeah, okay, let me go this. In the affinity of life, here I am. All is perfect, whole, and complete. My life is ever new. Each moment of my life is new and fresh and vital. I use my affirmative thinking to create exactly what I want. This is a new day. I am a new me. I love that. I am a new me. I think differently. Remember the I am expression? When you say I and follow by something that's affirming what you are. So I think differently. I speak differently. I act differently. Others treat me differently. My world is a reflection of my new thinking. It is a joy and a delight to plant new seeds. For all I know, these seeds will become my new experiences. All is well in my world. So I'm going to try to post this on Facebook. So if you're with me on Facebook or join me on Facebook, and you can read these. And it's really cool stuff. And let me see if I can do that. Nope, didn't let me do it there. You'll bear with me in a minute. You know, I'm going to try to do this and see if it works. And if not, I will. Okay, yeah, sometimes they let you do things and post things. But this one, it doesn't look like it lets me post this one on Facebook. So I could probably post the link. I'll work on it later. I'll see if I can get it to you. It would be kind of cool, huh? So this is really fun stuff. And I haven't checked with you guys and see if you're there and listening to me and all that sort of thing. But let me check. Let me check back. Who's there? Ah, I got a caller. Okay. Well, you've been listening to me talk about Louise Hay and present Louise Hay's information to you. So let me take a call and we'll get into some other fun stuff. I got a couple of articles I wanted to talk to you about. One was about I think one of those I really wanted to talk about was loving me self-affirmation quotes. So this is about love. This is about loving yourself day, isn't it? Kind of works together, doesn't it? It always seems to work together, and it falls in purpose after a while, right? Okay, so let me take this call. And then we'll... Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Yes, who am I speaking to?
This is Danielle.
Wait a minute. You got to speak up a little bit. My volume's a little low for some reason. Okay, go ahead. Who am I speaking again to? What?
Danielle?
Danielle. Okay, I got it. Yeah, I had my volume down, my receiving volume down. So what's going on with Danielle today?
Not too much. It's been a curious day energetically, so just kind of taking some quiet time, and I got a nudge to pop on to Blog Talk, and there you were. You are very often the person I'm looking for when I get nudged towards Blog Talk, I think. So.
Cool. Well, that's always good to hear. And Spirit must like me for some reason. I don't know why. You know.
Yes,
crazy old guys. Okay, but I'll give you something right away, and I don't know if you have any questions or not. But let me just throw this out there. It's a female that's coming through. It's a great, and I don't necessarily do this just to do this, but I hear this, and I hear like a great grandmother of yours. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you know this lady. It's on your father's side, not on your mother's side. Okay. In this image of this person, you remember the movie? What was the movie with Julie Andrews and the mountains and all that stuff? Right.
Yep. Sound of Music.
Sound of Music. You know, she was dancing in the fields. You know, with the little mm-hmm. apron on and all that stuff. It's not that your grandmother is Julie Andrews. She's still alive, for all I know. Right. But I think what she's trying to say is you need to get back into nature more. You need to ground in nature more. I don't know if you do that, but either you do it or you don't do it, but you need to do it, okay? Because I'm really seeing, like, this might be what they're trying to say to show you to do, is go sing in the field somewhere. or walk barefoot in the grass, or... do some gardening or something where you're back in nature. You're connected to the earth. And it's a balancing thing for you.
Yeah.
I'm not sure why I give. Yeah. So your great grandmother is saying, yeah, you go dance in the field somewhere. You know, take your flute and go sing in the field somewhere. Right. She's laughing at me like, oh, this is crazy stuff. No, but it's really, but it's about grounding. And I talked about grounding. What else does she have? Anything else? Do you know her name?
My great-grandmother on my father's side, I'm not sure. She passed away when I was young, but I certainly can picture her.
You can talk to her. She'll talk to you. Okay? She'll talk to you.
Yeah. Yeah, she's always had a... Go ahead.
Here's the other thing I get. You know how you see the picture of the person with the finger in front of their mouth telling you to be quiet?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
She's not hushing you like you've been bad, you know, like, well, sit in the corner and be quiet, right? She's talking to you about having more still time. Like, shh, stop talking. Stop talking. I don't know why I get that, but it's like, shh, quiet time. Okay?
Yes.
Let me ask you a question. Who are you upset at right now in your life?
Nobody specifically. There are certainly some.
But everybody in general, right? The world in general.
No. No, but definitely some, like, past relationships closing up for myself. And, and a lot of, I guess, releasing taking place, like not trying to be frustrated with people for evolving, like really wanting to respect that part of their journey and allow that
and release that. Yes. You don't want to think about this. You don't want to talk about it. You let them go.
Right. Yeah.
You got it?
It's definitely about being in a space of allowing. I can feel that. And so I just keep trying to go back to that space.
Okay, now you've heard my analogy about the bridge and the wall, right?
No, tell me.
Okay, well, think about your thoughts and think about negative thoughts and negative patterns and negative, you know, all that stuff. Every time you do get into doubt, negative thoughts, negative thinking, negative belief systems, right? You put up a wall. So you have to get through the wall to the bridge to be in a receiving state from the universe of whatever you want. And so you have to be in that state of, you said, allowing, which is really important, but you have to be in the state of compassion, kindness, love, appreciation, joy. You have to get into that energy. Then you can stand at the edge of the bridge and see all that stuff coming to you that the universe is giving you. But once you start falling into a negative pattern, okay, doubt being one of the biggest ones, you put the wall up, and it just gets blocked from the universe giving you anything. Or it has to crawl its way over the wall to get you, and it takes forever to get over the wall because you build a bigger and bigger wall. Or you can, and love will open the door for the wall to get to the bridge. I love that expression I've heard. Love will open the door so you can get through the wall to the bridge.
Yeah,
so
I ask myself,
is that a bridge thought or a wall thought? Oh, okay, I got it.
Yeah, no,
is it an allowing thought or is it a blocking thought? So your grandmother.
Yeah, no, that.
Your great grandmother is basically saying, I interrupt only because I hear this stuff from them, and it's like, you keep going forward. You're in a positive direction. Your life is on track. Don't stall yourself down with petty things.
No, I agree with you. And it was interesting as you were speaking, I definitely can feel, and I've always very much resonated with your vibration. And of course, speak in a way that mirrors our truth at different times. And for whatever reason, I have always felt very connected to your vibration. And I kind of blip in and out over the last few years. I have connected up with you here and there. It's been really interesting having that, like, come back at a point of stillness that, you know, the universe will kind of send me your direction again to connect. And
thank you.
I was listening to you, no, thank you very much. I appreciate it. I appreciate what you do. And as you were speaking, I was feeling what you were saying and then having a recognition of my own, which was advice that I had given somebody recently. And I was saying, you know, when it seems like someone doesn't like us, it's very much our natural tendency to mirror back and in defense, pick out the things we don't like about them. And when you were talking, I could feel that what's been happening, because I was like, why do I have these feelings about these people? I love them. I don't want to let them go. Why am I so reactionary to this? And it's because I can feel they don't all have positive feelings towards me at the moment. And so out of defense, I want to build a negative case against them in order to protect myself. And I can feel that I really, like you're talking about the wall, I want to choose love in that door and just really send them love and just allow them their process. And even if there's negative feelings towards me, not recognizing that as a fault of my own, but recognizing that it's just a part of the process. We're not going to be loved by everyone at all times on a conscious level, but certainly we are all loving each other on a soul level. So just really letting that be and not needing to find fault in them in reaction to them finding fault in me, that's not a necessary part. So thank you for that, because I feel like something kind of important shifted there in terms
Good.
Of that, in order to like really let those relationships go and to just support those people in the way that I want to without needing them to offer that to me first.
You kind of remind me of a poem I wrote recently. It was about smiling. It's basically do it. It's basically something you do. Smile at those you love and smile at your lover and smile at your ex-lover. Smile at your
right.
friends and smile at your enemies. So we can
right.
smile at everybody. It's
yeah.
but that's
it's important
but smiling
too, really.
Smiling is not necessarily because they're going to feel good, right?
Right. Right.
But when
yeah.
we smile, we feel good.
Yeah, that's literally a conversation I just had today. It was like trusting others and supporting others is about how we feel, not about them always responding exactly in the like. It's about us feeling really good because we choose to trust, because we choose
right.
to love and to
well,
allow. Yeah.
Well, I do have another call, so I'm going to let you go.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling
Absolutely.
In. Appreciate it a lot.
Thank you
and
so
enjoy
much.
It. And smile.
Thank you. You too. You okay. too. I will. Bye.
Okay. Bye. Smile. Ah, that's the thing. I like that. That was a poem that came to me one day. It was about smiling. It was like, smile at your friends, smile at your enemies, smile at your lover, smile at your ex-lover, smile at this, smile at that, because it makes you feel good. It's not about the other person. Okay, let me take a call. Hello.
Hi, George. Hey, George. Helena here. That's nice about smile. That's nice.
Yeah, if we can smile, even when we're feeling down, it's good to smile.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I've been smiling sometimes at people that I think are kind of what I perceive, that they're mean or grouchy. And then I smile at them, and I just see how nice they are, and it was my perception that was twisted.
Right,
you know, they smile back and everybody's nice, yeah.
We don't know what's going on in a person's head before we greet them, before we smile them. They could be thinking about the argument they had with their wife that morning, or their husband, or their boyfriend, or their children, or they're frustrated with whomever. You know. So a smile, it just gives them the opportunity to change their state of being. Shift their state. You're going to shift your state. But it gives them an opportunity, because when they smile, because you can't be depressed and smile at the same time. Scientists have proven that.
Oh, cool.
It's impossible. You know, they've done studies on smiling and with people. That's one cure of depression, is for having people stand in front of a mirror and smile for 30 minutes a day.
Yeah, it's good for the face, too. For your looks. Good. Okay, so
what's going on?
And kind of a silly question, but you're used to me at this point. Can I pass for the age number I'm thinking of, you know, when I'm applying for parts?
Yes, but. The but part is that you have to put yourself into a radiant state to do that.
Yeah. Okay.
If you're in a grumpy place and you go and try to, obviously I'm feeling you're thinking younger, not older, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So you
like
have
20
to,
years younger.
Well, then you really got to get into a radiant state. There's a technique for this. And we only have a minute, but a real quick technique. If you're going to go for a part and it's 20 years younger, then you start to visualize what it was like to be 20 years younger. What are the fun things that you were doing when you were – what was it like to be 20 years younger? What were the things you're doing? What were you watching? What were you listening to? You put yourself into that mindset of that age, whatever that is, and you live that experience for a while before you go there, and then you're kind of conditioning yourself to think that I'm 20 years younger than I am, and reflect it out.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah.
Try
it. That's good.
Try it. But you got to set yourself up ahead. You got to do it a couple hours ahead of time. You can't just immediately walk in there and think 20 years. It's like method acting, right? You got to put yourself into a character which is 20 years younger than who you are.
Yeah. And then, I don't know, I guess you have to go, but I was wondering, do you ever, you know, you said you'll talk to people that passed on. Do you ever talk to Marlon Brando?
No one's ever asked me to. I don't know if he would ever come in. You have to call me another time. We can see if he'll come through. I don't have a lot of time to do that. Marlon Brando.
Okay.
He's kind of a blowhard still. He likes to talk to people.
Good.
I get that energy that he just loves to, if he can just talk and just express things, you know, just go on and on.
Yeah. Oh,
okay,
man,
so,
I would have loved to have just chatted with him. Okay. All right.
Okay,
so we'll do it another time.
Okay, take
care. You too. Thank you for everything. Okay.
Bye. Brando. Interesting. I've talked to some other people. Some of them want to communicate still. They want to give advice. They want to tell you don't do this or don't do that or do this or do that. Don't follow my lead. Okay, so I won't be here tomorrow. I'll be back on Friday. It's a Wednesday already. Can you believe it's already Wednesday? My goodness. Time is flying by. So I don't know what we'll talk about on Friday. We'll do a lot of the same stuff. Hey, if you want to talk to dead people that are famous, we can try. See who they. Some of them will come through. Some of them are busy. They don't want to be bothered with these people, you know. But if they have advice and if they have ideas, they'll talk to you. So it's been fun. Love you guys. Send some more love your way. Little trickles of love, little sprinkles of love, dashing sprinkles of love on you. So have a... Oh, they cut me off. Well, bye now.